Into the detail. To the attention. Forward, Emily. Forward, Emily. By the left, by the right, right oblique, Emily. To the rear, march.
To the rear, march, for the shows that have been. To the rear, march, for the programs that you want to hear again.
Yes, to the rear, march. And we bring you programs you want to hear. Highlights from your favorite radio programs of the past few years, as requested by your letters addressed to the Rear March. Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now it's to the Rear March, as we take you back to the year 1943. The Jack Benny Show, one of your popular favorites, is appearing before a GI audience in Palm Springs, California. And here is Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're broadcasting from Palm Springs for the Tourney Hospital and the 21st Air Ferry Command. So we take you back a few hours and pick up Jack and the gang who are on their way here by plane. They are now 5,000 feet in the air, headed for Palm Springs.
Gee, it's great to be in a plane like this. Isn't it, Mary?
Yeah. First one I was ever in where you can open the windows.
Yeah. Oh, boy, look at those mountains down below us.
Are you nervous, Jack?
Of course not. Are you, Mary?
Of course not.
How about you, Dennis?
Of course not.
Are you nervous, Don?
Of course not.
When he gets to me, he's going to hear some new words.
Rochester, there's nothing to be worried about. This is a nice, smooth trip.
Uh-huh.
And we're in a very modern plane.
Uh-huh.
So you have absolutely no reason to be frightened.
Uh-huh.
What are you hawing about?
I can't talk with this rabbit's foot in my mouth.
Well, that's ridiculous. Now take that rabbit's foot out of your mouth.
I gotta take out the horseshoe first.
Rabbit's foot and a horseshoe. Rochester, take them both and throw them out the window.
Okay.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, did you throw them out?
Yes, boss, and now there's nothing to hold this plane up but the wings.
Rochester, take it easy, will you? Everybody else is relaxed. Just look at... Dennis! Dennis, pull your head in out of that window! Dennis!
Jack, he can't hear you with those motors roaring out there.
Hey, Mary, watch. I'm going to have some fun with that kid. I'll put my head out of this front window and make faces at him. Get this. Hey, kid!
Jack, your toupee!
My what?
Your toupee!
Ouch! What happened?
I don't know, but all of a sudden I need a shave.
Dennis, give me that!
I'll get it. Hold still, Dennis.
Give it to me. Thanks, Mary. There.
Jack.
What?
You got it too far over your left ear.
I want it like that. I feel sporty today.
Then turn it around. The laundry mark shows.
Oh, Mary, for heaven's sake. Everybody gets a shampoo once in a while.
Yeah, but they're there when they get it.
Oh, quiet. Well, Rochester, how are you? You getting accustomed to the plane trip?
Boss, I don't know how I can be so high and feel so low.
I don't know why you act that way, Rochester. So beautiful up here, soaring above the fleecy clouds, with the sun reflecting its golden rays across the horizon, and mountain peaks in the distance, holding their proud heads up to the sky. And the blue...
It's no use, boss. My heart just ain't in it.
Well, then just sit there and wait till we get to Palm Springs. It's the last time I'll take you in a plane.
Thanks, boss.
Say, Jack, I wonder what our altitude is now.
I don't know, Don.
I'm going up front and find out.
Don, will you please warn the pilot when you shift your cargo?
Well, Jack, I'm not big enough to affect the flight of a plane.
Not big enough? Don, Mount Wilson was not only named after you, but there's a family resemblance. You both bulge at the base. Now, Don, go back and sit in your seats. Please.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Huh?
Mr. Benny.
What is it, Dennis?
When we took off, I think we forgot somebody.
Forgot somebody?
I wish it was me.
Rochester.
All right, I wish it was I.
Never mind.
Oh, I know, it's Mr. Harris.
We didn't forget him. Phil and his orchestra are coming up later. Hope he gets to the broadcast on time.
Pilot to Don Wilson. Pilot to Don Wilson. Lean to the left. I'm banking for a turn.
Don, do as he says.
Wilson to pilot. I'm leaning.
Pilot to Wilson. I'm banking.
To whom it may concern, I'm painting.
Rochester, cut that out. Don, you're doing a very good job. Don't let your stomach get off the beam. Say, Mary. Hey, where's Mary?
She went up front to talk to the pilot.
Oh.
Say, pilot.
Yes?
How long before we arrive in Palm Springs?
Palm Springs? Well, it's about time somebody told me where we were going.
You mean you didn't know?
Oh, nobody tells me anything. They just put me in a plane and point.
No kidding.
Once they had a dispatcher with a crooked finger, and I flew around in circles for 3 days.
Can you imagine that? Say, pilot, what are all those different gadgets there?
Well, this is the altimeter. This is the oil pressure gauge. That's the tachometer. This is the airspeed indicator. And, don't turn that one.
Why, what is it?
I don't know, but every time I turn it, I fall out.
Well, I never heard of that before.
By the way, Miss Livingston, I meant to ask you something. Is Jack Benny your boyfriend?
Well,
is he?
Oh, in a way, he is.
Oh, he is, huh?
Well, there's a war on, you know. Oh, say, pilot, when we get to Palm Springs, I wish you'd tell me a good place to eat because I haven't been.
No kidding, Mr. Benny. Did they really let you fly a plane when you were in Africa?
Oh, sure, Dennis. I can fly. I handle a plane like I was born in it.
Gosh, were they invented then?
Certainly. Of course they were. I'm only 20, 39. That's all.
Gee, when I'm 39 like you are, I hope I look like 39 like other people do.
Dennis.
I figured that out in my own little mind.
Well, just figure out what song you're supposed to sing when we get... Hey, Mary, where were you?
I was up front talking to the pilot. He asked me if you were my boyfriend.
Oh, really? What'd you tell him?
I told him I was kind of nuts about you, but you were the blasé type that didn't show much affection.
Uh-huh.
And I also told him I was in love with you because you were a combination of Charles Boyer, Gary Cooper, and Robert Taylor.
Oh, how could you, Mary? I mean, Cooper is much taller than I am. I mean, what else did you say?
Then I told him you had more sex appeal than Clark Gable.
Oh, that's sweet. And did he believe you?
Oh, sure. You ought to meet him, Jack. He's nuts.
He is not. He's one of the nicest...
Pilot to Wilson. Pilot to Wilson. Please inhale. I'm trying to climb.
Go ahead, Don.
Use both lungs, Mr. Wilson, please.
Oh, Rochester, stop worrying. What are you, a man or a mouse?
Boss, can you hear me?
Yes.
Then shake the paw of a talking mouse.
Oh, for goodness sake. The next time...
Pilot to control tower. Pilot to control tower. Coming in for a landing.
Control tower to pilot. Control tower to pilot. Everything okay?
Rochester to Mother Earth. Rochester to Mother Earth. Here comes your boy.
And you thought you needed that rabbit's foot and horseshoe. Well, here we are, fellas. Palm Springs.
Sometimes I feel so very certain that you care, and there are times I feel we don't belong. The more I fall for you, the more I must beware. So how am I to know if I am right or wrong. For my heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I? Like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do?
Again, it's To the Rear, March, back to the winter of 1944 and 1945. Ken Niles is waiting to introduce a biographical story of one of your favorite radio personalities. Ken?
We proudly present The Life of Danny Kaye. Or From the Cradle to Sam Goldwyn. Or A Kaye Grows in Brooklyn. This soggy, sagging saga all begins on a cold, stormy January night many years ago when, riding through the blizzard high above the rooftops of Brooklyn, two storks are flying on their nightly round. What are these two storks saying? Listen.
Hiya, stork.
Hiya, stork. What are you carrying?
Babies. What else?
Yeah, babies, babies. Always babies.
Yeah. I wonder where they come from.
Hey, I don't know, but I know where mine are going to. I'm on my way to California with a set of twins for one of my best customers, a guy named Crosby. Who you got?
Oh, I got a little blonde, skinny drip named Danny Kaye.
You know, I'm getting sick of being a stork.
Me too. I wish I was a penguin. Then I could go out in a tuxedo once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on your trip to California, pal. Here's where I have to land.
Stork to Brooklyn Hospital. Stork to Brooklyn Hospital. Coming in for a landing.
Hospital to Stork. Hospital to Stork. What have you got?
Stork to hospital. I got a kid named Danny Kaye.
Hospital to Stork. Is this trip necessary?
And now, far below in the hospital, we go to a corridor outside the maternity ward where many anxious fathers are pacing up and down.
Fathers! Oh! One, two. At ease, you nervous wrecks. Mr. Thomas Kaye, step forward.
Oh, if my wife only knew what I've gone through.
What's up, Doc?
Well, I am happy to tell you that you are the father of an 8-pound boy.
Wonderful, a boy. 8 pounds.
How much do I owe you, Doc?
That'll be $25 and 17 red points.
So a K was born in Brooklyn, and it wasn't long before his proud father went into the nursery and found his high chair in a shambles, his blocks in disarray, and his nurse on the chandelier.
Well, well, our boy must be growing up. Guess he ought to be bright enough to talk by now. Come on, Danny boy. Say da 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 daddy. Come on. Say da da.
Have a voice, have to go to get it to good bones, so little bell don't say.
And so the first famous words of Danny Kaye, "Get my nurse off the chandelier," were heard around the world. Not many years pass before our favorite problem child is rushing off to school.
Quiet, children. Quiet. That's better. Well, good morning, children.
Good morning, teacher.
Who made that noise? Lionel Standard, did you do that?
Teacher, I cannot tell a lie. It was Harry James.
Squealer! Squealer!
Squealer! Harry James. Harry James, for blowing that horn, you will stay after school for 2 hours.
Okay, but it'll cost you time and a half. I got a union.
2 days, 2 days. Dimmer, don't dimmer, day.
Well,
well, Danny Kaye.
Well,
Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye.
Danny
Kaye.
Shut up! Why are you always so late to class, Danny?
You start too early.
Now, come, come. That's no excuse. What made you late this morning?
Well, before I go to school, I have to wheel out my baby brother Birdie in his baby buggy. This morning, I was wheeling Birdie in his baby buggy when the bumper of the baby buggy behind bumped into Birdie baby's buggy's bumper. Well, when the rubber bumpers bumped the baby into the buggy behind, tore the rubber off Birdie's baby buggy's bumper, and without the rubber, the bumper's bump was even bumpier. So I had to unbump the buggies and put the rubber back on Birdie's baby buggy's bumper, and that's why...
That is enough. All right, Danny Kaye, take your seat behind Lionel. Lionel Sander... Why are you wearing your hair in a point?
I just got my head caught in a pencil sharpener.
Really? Well, we will now have geometry. Harry James, what is the Pythagorean proposition?
Let's neck, babe.
Wrong. Danny Kaye, what is the Pythagorean proposition?
I'm with Harry.
Lionel? Are you with Harry and Danny?
Nah, I hate crowds.
Well, perhaps I'm being too optimistic. Does anybody here know the alphabet?
Oh, I know.
I do.
No,
I do. I know what that is. I know what that is. Shut up! Danny and Harry, you may both do it. Now stand up in front of the class. Not on your head. All right, boys.
Thank you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O.
Play it good.
L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Harry James.
Yes, teacher.
Danny Kaye.
Yes, teacher.
You better learn the alphabet. Learn it right, or I'll keep you in the classroom all night.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher jumping.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher rocking.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher jiving.
A, B, C.
Teacher is a square. To me stinky.
Well,
So much for Danny in the fourth grade. Time passed, but he didn't. So now we come to another milestone in the life of Danny Kaye. We find him standing in the shade of the old Brooklyn Bridge, awaiting his first date.
Yoo-hoo, Danny!
Yoo-hoo, Hortense!
Well, here I am, Tuesday night, 8:15.
Yeah, Tuesday night, 8:15.
Have you been waiting long?
No, just since Sunday. Look what I got for you, Horty.
Oh, that's beautiful, Danny. What is it?
A real umpire skull from the Brooklyn ballpark.
Oh, it's lovely, Danny. I'll wear it next to my heart. Ah, oh, Danny.
Yes.
Don't you want to hold my hand?
Is anybody looking?
Uh-uh.
All right, take off your glove. Gee, Horty, this is living.
Danny.
Yes.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Kiss you? Gosh.
Well, if you're bashful, then I'll kiss you.
Oh, you better not, Horty. Oh, darn it, Horty. Now you've done it.
Oh, what?
You blew a hole in my bubble gum.
Oh, gosh, Danny. Isn't this romantic?
Uh-huh.
Just the two of us alone under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Pardon me, kids. My name is Steve Brody. You got a towel?
It is the opening night of a famous Broadway play. Act One has received a tremendous ovation. Act Two has caused a roar of cataclysmic approval. And now in Act Three, Danny Kaye makes his bid for lasting theatrical fame in the following tense and gripping scene.
This is the end, Roland. The end. We're through, do you understand? Definitely through.
Oh, but Martha, you can't. You simply can't do this.
No, Martha, you can't. You simply can't. Oh, Roland, we've been all through this before.
But, Martha, give me another chance.
No.
Just, please, just one more chance.
No.
Oh, yes, Martha, do give him one more chance.
Young man.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sitting there in the front row. Will you keep out of this?
From that point on, Danny Kaye's career in show business was mediocre.
Meteoric, Ken. Never makes a mistake when he reads a commercial.
Meteoric.
Yes.
As a result of his Broadway success, a nearsighted talent scout persuaded Danny to come to Hollywood. No sooner did he get off the bus than he found himself in the middle of the Sam Goldwyn production, Up in Arms, where Danny scored his greatest success. He now brings you part of the score. All right, you're on, Danny.
Thank you, Ken. And for those of you who didn't see the picture, this is the scene in the lobby of the movie theater where I was explaining to Danny Shore that all musical pictures are alike. Suppose you do get into the theater, and suppose you do get a seat, and suppose the woman in front does take her hat off, and you do get a look at the screen. What do you see?
Manic Depressive Pictures present...
Rolf!
Hello, Fresco! Produced by our Manic and directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no. Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Motz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Grokes, based on a Joe Miller's a jokes. Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it, and you'd still like to see it. But now... Plot, direction, finger puff, interior, years, Minerva, buff, photography, Alonzo Tech, recorded sound as Needlebeck, upholstery, by Zachary, knickknackery, by Thackeray, Terpsichore, by Dickory, and Dickory, by Doc. Now, finally, at last,
comes the picture, and what do we see? The same old beautiful chorus girls. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, I will make a peach of a pear. I know we can't alone, so honey, do be mine. And if...
Up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is our hero, Cowboy Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too.
I've got that old wagon wheel inside of me.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find a heroine in the corral eating a hard out. She is Mary Swann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said,
By Jove, a girl baby! I shall raise her as my own daughter!
Which she did. But she wants to tap-dance. A Cowboy Dan, who she met on this trip and whose love at first sight wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she is eating her heart out.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song. Because she is also a coloratura soprano.
She was a
She is beside herself. Her favorite position.
Let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas, bar none.
Bar none? Why, that's the password of the FBI.
It can't be. No, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, yes, no, no, yes, yes, it can't be.
But it was.
He rushes to Mary Swann. Mary Swann, you must help me. Can you tap out a message in code? This is a big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is hindered by Schloop and by Goldisflum and hiding at the Goldisflum home to the Goldfellers and to the Hines to the good and to the fine. The dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and all this fight and item that. So, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end?
But now.
Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian bombshell?
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia, where every night all the little people. All they want to sing is...
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of a pear.
Well, that's all for now, men. But we'll be bringing back more of your favorite radio shows the next time you hear...
It's the ear to the ear to the rear. March!
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.